sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gresca's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit C-60.com. Recall 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand. Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box, EMPShield.com.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale, and here's a few examples. MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code KHNC to get your MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free for Gale sheets as low as $24.98. My slippers and sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Wow. Join me for my America First radio show Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rock.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got some good news for you. First of all, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. You'll find us right there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live at the top of that page. Subscribe. You can get us at any time, 24/7. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. You can find us on social media platforms. We do have a call-in number. Here's the good news. 1-877-536-1360. Stick to the topic. I haven't talked to you for a week, but we have a new line, folks. Why? Because we have a new flagship. We have a new home now concerning from GCN over to AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. It's still in the developing stages as we're transitioning. So thank you for the last week of your patience as we're working out the bumps. Again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-877-536-1360. 1-877-536-1360. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here, folks. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. Now, in saying all that, you all know we just got back from Michigan. Did an event over there. Always love to be a part of the Michiganites and being a part of the answer in that particular area, that particular state. And interestingly enough, folks, we just got back in the saddle yesterday. I loved it because we actually flew this time, and it was an hour and a half there and an hour back rather than a 23-hour to 26-hour round trip. So all is good with that. But, folks, I got to tell you something. What I keep hearing over and over and over, and I just heard it a couple minutes ago, is the problem. I keep hearing everybody magnifying the problem rather than giving people the biblical answers. People always ask me, as you all the well know, well, what are we supposed to do? I'm giving you the answers constantly. You have to respond to the Lord, because without it, there is nothing to expect but the curses that we're reaping as a nation today. The Lord said in Proverbs 7:2, keep my commandments and live. Well, what happens if you don't? You're going to reap the curses. That's why I continuously reiterate Leviticus 26, Go from 1 to 46, go to Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 63, and you'll perfectly understand the blessings and the curses, and you'll understand why you're hearing this message today, folks. It's doom and gloom. There is no hope. Everybody talking about the end of the world and all the things that are going wrong. Well, wait a second. Stop for a moment. Who are you listening to? Again, how many times have I reiterated the point that 94% of you don't believe the mainstream media, but that's what we do is we turn the radio on and we listen to a bunch of conservatives, or so they call themselves. Again, that's why we call them yesterday's liberals, because they talk just like them. They're not giving you the answers. They're telling you the problems, and they're fueling fear, not the fear of God with their strong confidence, not a boldness in righteousness in Proverbs 28, verse 1. Nope, they're fueling the narrative of Micah 6:16. They're parroting the message of the CIA Mockingbird-controlled media. That's what they're parroting. Hey, folks, here, tell me if this sounds familiar. One world government. That's all we hear about. What are they feeling? Are they feeling the fear of God by showing you the answers found in the Word of God? And what does that look like? Well, again, you respond to the Word of God, and therein lies the hope as to what you do with the information concerning the Word of God. Because again, we're called to overcome. We're not called to get by. Right? 1 John 5:2. Isn't it also interesting, too, that we are to fear the Lord in departing from iniquity? We're not to magnify the iniquity and be afraid of the consequences of men. No. Like Dietrich Bonhoeffer, those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man, and those that fear the face of man don't fear the face of God. This is what we're hearing. Gloom and doom. One world cashless currency. This is what we hear, right? One world military, the end of national sovereignty, the end of all privately owned property. This is what we hear. Why? Because fear sells. But this kind is selling not a filial fear as a father to a son. This is fueling a diabolical fear that gets you to succumb to the will of the bad guys rather than to succumb to the will of God so you can overcome the bad guys, right? We're called to be more than conquerors through him that loved us. Here, let me keep going on here. We hear about depopulation, the control of population growth and population density. We hear about mandatory multiple vaccinations, universal basic income, which, by the way, all of what I'm highlighting right now is completely unconstitutional. The government has no business mandating any of this. They're assuming authority that's never been given to them. But why are they acting in such a fashion? Because 325.9 million people sit back and they allow the 1.7% of the population to go ahead and take over the rest of the population. And it shows you who 86% of those that call themselves Christians in this country actually fear. And it is not the Lord. It is not the Lord. Let me go on. It talks about, this is what we're hearing, microchipped society for purchasing, traveling, tracking, and controlling. Is this true? Oh, yeah, all of it's true. But instead of you dealing with the bad guys that mean to advocate this lawlessness concerning this global order, what's the message? Oh, man, let's make a bunker. Here, buy all your supplies for us or from us, just so you know that's how we're packing our pockets. But go ahead. You need to make yourself a bunker. What you need to do is you need to arm yourself. You should arm yourself anyways because we have the Second Amendment and their God-given rights. We need to do this and we need to buy these products and we need to buy these food supplies. Why? And why are you doing it? You're doing it because you're afraid of the consequence of man. You're not trusting in the Lord. When I read the Word of God, where is the narrative of the Word of God being promulgated through the airwaves or through television today? It's not. It's fueling the spirit of Antichrist, and it's empowering who? The Antichrist. And who's giving power to the Antichrist more than Fox News and other said conservative talking heads? Nobody. Nobody. Hey, folks, the Word of God empowers us to overcome all of this. To deal with all of this. So which voice are you listening to? Because again, there's two voices. Read 1 John 4:5. We're going to come right back. I'm going to keep running down this avenue. 1-877-536-1360. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement would look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to call in, we are on a new platform, a new landing flagship that is called AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. We're in the process of building that up right now. We do have a number if you'd like to call in to weigh in. I see a lot of chat. I see a lot of comments. Hey, folks, let everybody know about this. What your thoughts are concerning the narrative that's being sent. 1-877-536-1360. Again, 1-877-536-1360. So what I was just highlighting, friends, real quick, is the fact that we're just listening to all this narrative that fuels a fear that teaches men to succumb to the bad guys. You better, hey, folks, when the Lord sends a man, the Bible tells us that he sends forth the word of the Lord. Okay, and the word of the Lord is not to succumb, it's to overcome in Christ Jesus, because we've been given that power to do so. Luke 10:19. Hey folks, if you don't believe the media, why are you parroting the media? If you don't believe the media, then why are some of you afraid? Because you really believe the media. You're a hypocrite. You're worthless. The devil can't even use you. You say, that's pretty rough. That's pretty condemning. Yes, it is. And you don't have to live that way. Because when you put on the Lord Jesus Christ, then and only then will you begin to understand the power of the resurrection. And then you'll also understand that the enemy begins to worry about how you live your life rather than you worrying about how they live theirs and what they mean to do to your life. Folks, we got to get this right. Let me go on. New World Order agenda. This is what's being highlighted, right? Government raised children. No, they don't have the lawful authority. Government owned controlled schools, colleges, universities. Don't sit there and tell me what the government's doing when you're forfeiting all of your God-given rights. If you're not willing to fight for your God-given rights, then guess what? Your rights are going to go away. And the bottom line is, as Robert Winthrop rightly said, former Speaker of the House back in the 1800s, you're either going to be ruled by the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. The American people are choosing the bayonet. They're choosing slaves. They're choosing ignorance. They're choosing to follow their favorite politicians who are a part of the plan of playing out on you psychological manipulation, because that's exactly what is going on today. Two wings of the same bird, over 1,000 other presidential candidates, the mainstream media suppressing and silencing all of their voices, censoring all of their voices, and you're only being told about the two that they want you to hear from. Do you see how controlled the narrative is, friends? And until you start thinking outside of the box, you're going to continuously live in your lives under this diabolical fear, and it is not of the Lord. It is not of the Lord. Oh, and yes, it is the judgments of the Lord upon a disobedient people. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. It's exactly what we're seeing. The end of private transportation, owning cars. I mean, we're hearing all this. All business owned by government corporations. Much of this has already been implemented. It's in full force because the American people have given themselves over to it. The restriction of non-essential air travel, human beings concentrated into human settlement zones. They're called 15-minute cities. By the way, nobody's promoting that more than Donald Trump, just for the record. The end of irrigation is what it says. The end of private farms and grazing livestock. You're already seeing this. Hey, folks, just one question for you. Where are they deriving this authority from? They're deriving it from your willingness to forfeit it all to them. Okay? And I'm not fueling a narrative, friends, in an unlawful sense. I'm fueling a lawful response to what's going on here. Because they don't have the authority to do any of this, but this is what they're doing. The end of private farms and grazing livestock. Yep. And if they can't do that, then they want to force vaccinate the animals. The end of single family homes. Restricted land use that serves human needs, the ban of natural non-synthetic drugs and naturopathic medicines, holistic doctors. That's why they're all dying off if you're not paying attention. And the end of fossil fuels. They want absolute control. They want absolute dependency from their slaves. And Americans, again, let me say this, because you've refused to hear the word of the Lord, and you refuse to respond in action, faith without works is dead, James 2, 14 through 26, you have brought this upon yourselves. You brought it upon yourselves. You can get mad all that you want to. The bottom line is you need to grow up now, Americans, because you're in it. And you're either going to succumb to this nonsense that we're hearing from today's conservatives, or we're going to listen to the word of God and obey and live our lives where they're worried about what we're doing. And that's going to be short-lived, too, because we are going to bring judgment upon their heads. When you get a moment and you want to be encouraged, go ahead and read Psalm 18. You show me, friends, in any sense of the word, throughout the Word of God, where the church is to succumb to the tyrants. 1-877-536-1360. A lot of comments. We want to hear from you. Read Psalm 18. Read Isaiah 43, 2. Folks, the promises to us are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. The Lord said it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble us. Either you are a believer or you're not. When I was in Michigan this last week, I said, you know, the church in America is filled with believers that don't believe. They're hypocrites. They say one thing and they do the opposite. Yeah. Where are they today? Well, they're out there chasing down their favorite politician that they think is going to save the country and that he's under attack by the current administration. The truth of the matter was and is, if he would have did his job in draining the swamp the first time around, there wouldn't be a Joe Biden right now. See, people don't think things through, do they? Nope, they don't. They absolutely don't. I want to go back and I want to highlight some of the things that I was talking about when I was in Michigan, because it runs down this vein as to what we're talking about right now. I keep hearing all the bad news. I keep hearing all the bad news, metaphorically, the branches on the tree. When it was my turn to get up and talk, it was all good information that was brought forth. But I said, you're all missing this. You're all talking about the branches on the tree, but you're not laying the axe to the root of it. If you want to get rid of the disease, you got to go to the fountain and get rid of the disease. You don't keep swiping at the branches because you already see the mainstream media keeps inundating you on a daily basis concerning and highlighting another crime being committed against you by another politician. And it's not good enough for you to sit back and wait for 2 years or 4 years to go ahead and let them end their criminal tenures. No, they don't have the right to do that. Folks, you remove them right away. It's called impeachment. Here's the answer that people don't hear. It's called impeachment. Without it, you're done. Justice guards our liberties. Without it, you are done, Americans, period. And not at any time do I hear any of the said talking heads in this country make reference to the laws that are being broken and pointing the finger back at those that call themselves patriots and Christians and conservatives and saying we need to lawfully put a stop to this. I don't hear it anywhere, but there's your answer. What are you doing with the truth that's been given to you? There's the hope in Christ. Yours is duty, results is God's. And you have to do it. You have to respond trusting in him who is your refuge, who is your high fortress, who keeps you hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. He who deals with your enemies. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness, friends. The Lord is a man of war. And when the Lord again says, touch not mine anointed, guess what? He means just that. Touch not mine anointed. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and they shall flee before thee seven ways. The people of the earth shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you, not you being afraid of them. They should be walking in the fear of God. Why? Because you are. And when you walk in the fear of God, they dare not do anything they shouldn't do because they know that those that are walking in the fear of God will not allow them to be workers of iniquity or lawlessness. And if people really seen the price paid for their freedoms, Jesus Christ and him crucified, and the price paid for our redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, we would never in a million years tolerate the smallest of transgressions. The smallest of why? Because we value the freedom that the Lord has bestowed upon us. 2 Corinthians 3:17. I want to stop right there for a moment. Did you know that Dietrich Bonhoeffer, you know that guy that stood up, he's famous now. You know, he's one of those guys that now he's dead, the world loves to praise him, but when he was alive, they hated him. You know that, it's the same thing in operation on a daily basis. You know, they love to praise the dead saints, but they persecute the living ones and they kill the living ones. Oh, that's the history of the church. I'm going to come right back to Dietrich Bonhoeffer in just a moment here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, okay? 1-877-536-1360, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Give us a call. Want to hear what your thoughts are. You only got two segments left. It's the fastest hour on national radio. Again, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back up.
You're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio Show on America's Freedom Network.
Are you looking to sell your access construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-Y-REFI-24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-Y-REFI-24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Reason to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com, use that promo code KHNC to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair.
I'm listening to these new commercials with you guys.
$75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone
coming right back to this in just a moment.
Disease due to
these are also available too, guys. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the store. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you so choose to have it autographed, I can do that for you too. Not trying to put myself on anybody's pedestal, but some people like that. These are second to none. Second to none.
And then the word club. The complete website is tehiboteaclub.com or call us at 818-610-8088.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, tehiboteaclub.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, on a brand new network here, America's FreedomNetwork.com. It's in process right now. It's being built, and we are happy to be over at our new flagship, which is KHNC 1360 in the Colorado area. Now, you know, with that said, it's awesome having a live broadcast. So we're moving into a lot of cool things here, friends. But I do want to tell you, before we get back to it, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. Also, if you want to call in, 1-877-536-1360. Now, I hope all those people that are actually responding right now with comments don't expect me to be going through them. That's why we open up the phones for you, okay? 1-877-536-1360. Now, let me get back to this. Do you guys know that Dietrich Bonhoeffer, you know, he's the famous guy that stood up against Adolf Hitler. He resisted him. He was a pastor, a theologian, a martyr, a spy. Did you know that he was asked in 1943, how it was possible for the church to sit back and let Hitler seize absolute power? Oh, by the way, his talking points and his selling points to the people of Germany, 80 million people in population, was making Germany great again. But he was asked the question in 1943, how is it possible for the church, who was not in part, but as a whole, responsible for what took place during that particular time. Martin Niemöller actually wrote a book on that. But with that, when he was asked, how could the church sit back and let Hitler seize absolute power? His firm answer was, the church is teaching cheap grace. Do you hear me? I've been confronting this. Jesus isn't a minister of sin. He's a preacher of the circumcision, man. He didn't break the law. He fulfilled the law, man. And the Bible tells us in 1 John 3:6 and 9, it tells us those that abide in Christ sinneth not. And that's why some people just don't get it. They have no life. They don't know why. Because they never repented. That's why Acts 20, verse 21. Let's go back to Dietrich Bonhoeffer. We're on track, line upon line, precept upon precept. Cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance. It's exactly what you're seeing from the hirelings in the pulpits. Baptism without church discipline, that's out of sight and out of mind. As a matter of fact, the enemy has now convinced these hirelings and these children of the apostate in the building called the Church of America, we call them the children of the apostate, that it's okay to just live your life and do whatever you want to do, and at the end of the day, you're heaven-bound. Like as if to suggest the Lord can't wait for you to get there. But you better put something right in the center of all that, friends, the cross of Jesus Christ, who was the propitiation of the sins of the world, who took all of our sins and laid them upon his Son to redeem us back unto him through Christ. This is the preaching of what? These are antichrists, what we're seeing today, the false cheap grace, right? Keep in mind, friends, these are enemies of the cross. Read Philippians 3 when you get a moment. Let me finish this. Cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance, baptism without church discipline. When you read 2 Timothy 3:16, all scriptures given by God for inspiration, for what? Reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Now you got them teaching people in America without the word of God and without the aid of the Holy Ghost who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment to look at that as if to suggest that is judging. And that's the devil. No, you have it backwards. That's called love. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Let me go on. Cheap grace is grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Is that where we're at? That's exactly where we're at, Americans. And who put yourselves there? You did. Hey, folks, when you preach repentance, you point the finger. I'm not talking to a whole group of people, and I'm not just bringing about a broad stroke as if to suggest I'm not talking to, in particular, the people that are... No, I'm pointing my finger at each and every one of you. And I'll tell you what, if you're a lover of the truth, you with open arms and an open heart accept all of it. And you adhere yourself all the more to the Christ who said, be holy as I am holy. He said, because blessed are the pure in heart. He said, without holiness, you shall not see the Lord. And that's not a promise for just when we die and stand before the Lord. No, that's a promise now. And for real Christians, they understand that life is a process of sanctification. And how do we sanctify ourselves? Well, the Holy Ghost does that, Titus 3:5, but we remain in the Word who is the bread of life, and that's who we feed on, okay? Where we get to the point where we can say, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Okay, so let's go to, again, taking it to the Word of the Lord, which counters the Word of man, and it's all you hear out there today. As a matter of fact, they are the forerunners to preach the fear that the tyrants need to strip you of your God-given rights. Why? Because you're taking heed to them, and they know that you're taking heed to them. And why do I know that? Because they're making a lot of money off of your ignorance because you're buying all their product. And why are you buying their product? Because they're the ones promoting a godless fear and the fear of consequence and the fear of men. And you're driving yourself over to buy all of their stuff so you can remain alive, right? Well, that's not trusting in the Lord. And I'm telling you what, for those that are preaching that message, woe unto you. That's a scary place to be, dude. That is a scary place to be. When you go to Numbers 13, what does it say? Send thou the men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. We in America already have the promised land. The possession's already been given unto us at the great cost of men and their sacrifice. Our forefathers fought, bled, and died fighting against the tyrant across the pond that their posterity now has submitted themselves to wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. But they paid the price over 250 years ago. Read the Declaration of Independence and look at the things that they went through and what they wouldn't put up with to give you what you have today. So we already had the possession. The Lord told the children of Israel through Moses and then through Joshua and Caleb, go tell them that I want them to fight to inherit so that they might possess the good land that I've given unto them, right? Possess means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place. And then he names them in Numbers 13. And then Moses sent them to spy out the land. And when he went to send them to spy out the land, what did they do? Well, they came back, Caleb and Joshua, before Moses said, let's go up at once and possess it, for we're well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against for the people, for they are stronger than we are. Which voice are you listening to? The one that says we can't, or the one, the command that says you better for your own good? Proverbs 7:2, keep my commandments and live. No. What happened? Joshua and Caleb were right. They were able. And guess what? As a preacher, guess what my job is? Is to go out there, grab the fruit, bring it back, and show you we can do this. And I've done it thousands upon thousands of times. In the face of all the negativity, all the unscriptural nonsense, feeding the narrative of the tyrants, that's exactly what they're doing. And that's exactly why these talking heads are making millions of dollars. My goodness, folks, that is not us. We just for the record, we just went and did an event in Michigan on top of the thousands of times we've done this before. We just went to Michigan on the ministry's dime. So in other words, if you weren't supporting us, we couldn't have went and done that event. Okay, why? Because they're giving all of their money to the leader of the coup right now. It's called political idolatry. Americans, if you want to know why you're in trouble right now, it's this. Political idolatry. You're putting a man in the place of Christ. Our forefathers didn't make an appeal to man. They threw off man. Is what they did. And I'm talking about corruption. They threw off corruption and their appeal was to heaven. Their appeal was to Jesus Christ. And the people that occupied office are the ones that didn't want to be there, but they did it because they needed, because they seen the need. That's why they fulfilled it. Now we see the corrupt making a lucrative business out of betraying their own people. And the people deserve it if they're going to put up with it, because as Edmund Burke rightly said, they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with. Well, no wonder why they're doing it, right? So we see Caleb and Joshua come back on the command of the Lord saying, listen, we're more than able to come up. But what did the other people say? Oh, no. They brought an evil report. And who did the people listen to? Did they listen to the men that told them were more than able to come back? And by the way, they had the fruit hanging in their hand. Did they listen to them? Or did they lift up their voices and cry all night and weep all night and murmur against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt? You know, what are we hearing today, folks? I just heard it right before the broadcast. We're just all going to die. We're just all going to die. That's not the gospel message. If there's no hope, it's not the Lord, period. If there's no hope, it's not the Lord. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be made a prey? So they went back and they chided against the servants of the Lord that just got done showing them that they could get the job done. And it tells us that Joshua and Caleb, who searched out the land, came back and gave them the message that they were more than able to overcome. They rent their clothes. And they said, this is an exceedingly good land. He's giving us a land that floweth with milk and honey. That means the best of everything, America. And then they said, only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. That is exactly what they are. Hey, folks, to testify in the contrary, you are not a believer, you know not the Lord, and you have not tested his resources. The reason you haven't tested his resources is because you have to understand that if you want to meet the Lord, you have to go out into deep waters. You have to trust him. Your backs need to be put up against the wall to do the impossible. Why? Because where it is impossible for us, our calamity, our extremities, are his opportunity. That is the God I want to see. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-877-536-1360. Be right back.
On America's Freedom Network.
Reason to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rule. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, are you suffering from diabetes? Would you like to get off those dangerous medications? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we have a solution where if you eat our low-glycemic ancient grain bread and go on our diet plan, please call me at 954-541-4062 or visit our website, veganbakerymiami.com.
Yeah. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful
Hello. Yep. Can I help you? Okay, what was your first name? What name you want me to use? Okay, I'll put you on hold and I'll let him know. All right, Bill? Hold on. You bet.
Okay, so I don't have a feed right. There we go.
Standing firm is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about my Kind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life.
Yeah.
My Kind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion to the salve to the retinol cream to the tinctures to the cocoa to the coffee to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's who we are and what it is that we have been doing over the last 25 years. If you want to call in, you can do that. 1-877-536-1360. 1-877-536-1360. We actually have Bill Moore calling in right now from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, brother from another mother? We have Bill? I'm waiting for Bill. Do we have Bill? Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, Bill, I got you. Okay. I just took a second. Go for it, brother.
Yeah. So I want to congratulate you on the new radio. This is great. I love it.
Good.
But what you were just talking about, and to remind the people all throughout the Israelites' history, who was the biggest proponents against the people doing God's will? But wasn't it what the Israelites themselves, or through the modern day during Christ times, it was the established religious sect or the so-called church of that time that stood up against the people that wanted to do right?
Of
and
course.
It's no different then than it is now.
That's right.
It reminds me of in Judges when God used Samson to rise up and deal with the Philistines. And what happened when the Philistines came and told the people of Judah, hey, deliver us Samson? You know, they wanted to put him to death. And the men of Judah in thousands went to Samson, and did they say, hey, I'll fight with you. You know, I'll stand with you, and we'll go ahead and take this on because the Lord called us to it? No. They said, don't you know the Philistines rule over us? And how many times do we hear that from the American people yet today, from the churches so-called today?
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting about that bill, too, and I talked a little bit about this in Michigan just this last week, as you know, but what was interesting about it is these are also the people that were praying for deliverance. And then when the Lord brought the deliverers, and it's not just that case, Gideon, Moses, the list goes on, but it's interesting, then the Lord raises up the deliverers, and then they turn on their own deliverers. And remember, you talked about Christ as well. They were the ones that crucified him. Jesus is the one that warned us about the leaving of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, and the Herodians, corrupt politics. And that is found in Mark 8:15. But if you go back to John 1, Jesus came unto his own, and his own received him not. And so you're exactly right on. They were the ones that were listen, this is the voice that we're hearing today. This is what we're hearing today, Bill, is this. Crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but Caesar. 19:15 of John. Right. You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
That's why it's so important. We need to get down, study to show ourselves approved, be of one accord, like mind, and all work towards the same goal here.
Can you hear me okay, caller?
Yep. I can.
Absolutely. Hey, Bill, I wanted to say this, too. It's also interesting that it was the job of that of Moses. It was the job of Joshua. It was the job of Caleb and the heads of the tribes of Israel. The only thing that they were commanded by God to do, and here's the hope, friends, all of you that are disheartened at times, I live it. I get it. You want to drag people over the top of the hill with you, but you can't do it. You got to drop the message on them. They have to respond because they're going to actually answer for what they did do and what they didn't do because they had now the knowledge. That's all the children of Israel had to do, namely Joshua and Caleb here in this particular instance in Numbers 13 and 14, was to show them the fruit and say, listen, we're more than able to overcome. That was it. Nothing more. And it's like when Paul, the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, he's the one that said, listen, I warned you day and night with tears. I preached the whole counsel of God. And he said, now your blood is off my hands. Why? Because he preached the whole counsel. Now they had to respond. And that's exactly all we have to do. We needn't be disheartened. We have to do what we can do, do all that we can do, and then leave the results up to God. Because without us doing that, then we're going to be just as guilty as them. And I'm thinking of Ezekiel 33 as well. So read the whole chapter when you get a moment. We got another call coming up. Thank you for the call, Bill, from Michigan. We got Michael calling in right now from a 214 area code. I don't know exactly where that's from.
Oh, Brad?
Yep. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, thank you. Yeah, so I'm hearing a lot of Bible verses and whatnot, but Brad, is there all those scenarios are before Revelation? And I see that pastors.
Really? Wait, Michael. Us. Michael, you're always calling and you're always trying in the sense of contradicting. Every time we talk, you always have to contradict. When we look at the New Testament, and we look at, let's just go back to our latest example, our forefathers. Was that before or after? Because that is the example that we're to follow. And if the Lord did it for our forefathers and we have the longest standing constitution and the Lord hasn't changed, are those promises still available to us today?
Well, not exactly.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. You better read your Bible again, Michael, because that is the Lord does not change. You change. The problem we're having in this country is men are changing. The Lord says, I am the Lord thy God. I change not. That's what he said in Malachi 3:6. And when you go to Hebrews 13:8 or 7:8, what does it say? I'm the same yesterday, today, and ever, today and forever. And then he said, I'm faithful to 1,000 generations. He's not the one that's changed. Man has changed.
I didn't say he was.
You're confusing me, Mike.
I didn't say that. No, not at all.
Okay.
Brother, not at all. Going to Revelation, it gives us the outcome. It tells us to get out of Babylon, which is the secular one world order that you spoke of previously.
Am I preaching against that right now, Michael? Is that what I'm preaching against? Am I getting the word out there that overcomes all of this nonsense that we're hearing from these other talking heads? Yes, I am.
Well, I understand that, brother, but it's kind of going against the grain. The secular Babylon and its whore, Christendom, and the adjoining false religions, the established church of men, are destined for destruction. So I don't understand why we're having this message of we can overturn the institutions and bring them back to God. No, we can't.
I don't understand the message of look what they've done. Look what they've done. They've incorporated America in 1871. I just heard before the show today, look what they're doing. Look what the establishment is doing. Look what the globalists are doing. They're only doing whatever it is that you're letting them get away with. It's your fault. It's not the Word of God's fault. Yes, it is. Absolutely, it is. We have nobody but to blame but ourselves.
To people, not true. I've had my own podcast for years. I have preached to the people to not comply, to take themselves out of the institutions. Revelation 18:4. I have told people to keep their principles, keep their faith. Draw close to God, he will draw close to you. James 4:8. And I have told people that we are under the secular one world order, 1 John 5:19, the world lies in the power of the wicked one. That's the truth, Bradley. And to fight that is fighting God's word.
The Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, talking about his will being done on this earth as it is in heaven. You're telling me that it's his will that the bad guy wins when Jesus died on the cross over 2,000 years ago, and he says it's finished, and then he gives us power to do the same thing that he did? You're reading a different Bible. You're reading a different Bible, Michael.
Really? No, I don't understand how you're missing this. Christ will come. He will tear down Babylon and its whore, and he will establish his true, the true one world order of eternal happiness and bliss.
And in the meantime, we occupy. And in the meantime, we endure as good soldiers. And in the meantime, we put on the armor, Ephesians 6:12. And in the meantime, he's given us power to do more than that he himself even did, because he promised to do so. To say otherwise is disingenuous or it's ignorance. And I don't believe you're ignorant, Michael. I really don't.
Oh, no, sir.
Folks, I gotta finish this show off. I got 1 minute left. I want to go back to this because when we look at what the Word declares unto us, and I can tell you from personal experience, what I just heard is not at all what I live. What I just heard and what I hear out there is not at all what I live. We are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. That resurrection power, friends, the enemy fears. He persecutes that individual because he's scared to death of him, Revelation 13:7, okay? And in the process, I'm sorry, 13:17. Read it when you get a moment. And in the meantime, we have to understand that as the church, we are called to overcome. I just wrote a brand new book, which Michael's conversation, and I didn't mean to cut him off. We talked for a couple minutes, but we're going to have to pick it up tomorrow or on another day. Soldier of the Cross, folks. When you go back to the old-time preachers of the day and you put them in contrast to what you see in America today, they are completely opposite, 180 degrees polar opposites. The men of old knew God, and they won the victory. And if it wasn't true, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be here today. Read 1 Samuel 17. Read the whole chapter. Love you by what we do. And again, friends, we will be talking to you in 23 hours. 23 hours again. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.